This is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Angela Nguyen. First name is Angela, A-N-G-E-L-A, last name is Nguyen, N-G-U-Y-E-N, Nguyen, date of birth 3-1-2002. This letter is being written to Dr. Nguyen. First name is Nai, N-H-I, last name is Win, H-U-Y-N-H, Win, 1661 Burdette Road, B-U-R-D-E-T-T-E, Burdette Drive, D-R-I-V-E, Suite N, San Jose, California, 95121, telephone number 408-270-4582, fax number 408-270-6093. Dear Dr. Nee, first name Nee, N-H-I, last name Win, H-U-Y, H-U-Y, and H, dear Dr. Nai Win, thank you for asking me to see this 21-year-old female in allergy consultation period. Her history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. Angela has been had eczema since she was about 8 years old, and it has improved significantly since then. But even now and then, she gets flare-ups on her arms and face with itching and rashes, and she's certainly concerned about food allergies and wants to be appropriately tested, period. There is history of minor rhinitis, but no asthma, period. She has used some steroid creams with definite benefit. She has used Allegra with definite benefit. There is no exposure to any pets, period. There is no history of any systemic or anaphylactic reactions, period. She eats just about every food, but is still concerned, period. Examination revealed a very pleasant 21-year-old who had moderate nasal stuffiness, period. Skin was dry pretty much around her arms and elbows with some excoriation suggestive of atopic dermatitis, period. I discussed with her in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, period. She was appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. Obviously, she seems to be doing well, and we did some basic allergy testing, and the results are as follows. Significant positive reaction to ryegrass, walnut tree, and moderate reaction to dust mites and privet tree. This would suggest some allergy symptoms, but I do not believe all this has anything to do with the atopic dermatitis, period. Specifically, there were no positive reactions to any foods, period. This was all discussed with Angela in great detail, and she was very happy to hear that there are no food restrictions that need to be imposed, period. Overall, I believe she should do well. My working diagnosis, number one, atopic dermatitis, mild. Number two, mild to moderate allergic rhinitis. My treatment plan, use Allegra for her allergy symptoms and itching. Number two, certainly steroid creams can be used for her flare-ups, period. And number three, general skin precautions were discussed, period. I think she should do quite well, and I have asked her to see you for ongoing follow-up and general well-care, period. Please do give me a call if you have any questions, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With warmest regards, end of dictation on patient Angela Nguyen.